So a long time ago, when I was about half my current age, I went to conferences like this. And at the end of the meetings, we would have a sing, and those sings were particularly designated young people's sings. And I would go to that. And after we sang these beautiful songs like we sang here this evening, a middle-aged brother would stand up and talk for an hour and a half, or it seemed like something like that anyway. And, of course, my mind was on very important things, and it might start out thinking about what that brother was speaking on, which was something like prophecy, and then it would wander to the volleyball game later, and who was going to be on my team in the volleyball game. And then maybe it would move more towards, well, which one's nicer, the blonde or the brunette? And then win swim time. But one of the things I remember most was thinking, we must be really special as young people because we get an extra meeting here that not everybody gets. It's either that or we're super bad and we actually need some more. Fast forward 4 years. I still went to those young people's things and those talks and those sings. And I looked around the room and the blonde and the brunette had already gotten married. And those that had taken their place were now half my age. At that very moment, I self-appointed myself no longer a young person, YP. I was now YP, young professional. As such, I needed to pay more attention in the reading meetings. And so we went to reading meeting the next day, and some older brother in the front row would say, "Dear young people, get a hold of this." And I'd look around, well, that's not me anymore, is it? But I'd look around and I'd see people that were double my age. And yeah, I thought, well, maybe I am still a little bit young. But now those double my age at that time don't seem so old anymore. But I felt sorry for them because no one ever addressed the dear old people. So I think you know where this is going. And I say this very respectfully. It's very special to have a time for the dear young people and an encouraging word for the dear young people. But you older people are, and I say this respectfully, you dear old people, you're very special to the Lord as well. Let's pray again. Lord, we're thankful that we don't have to define who is old and who is young in this room tonight. But we do pray that the words may be appropriate for all the hearers, and that it may be a time of refreshing for those that are dear old people, and that the dear young people might also be encouraged to follow in the footsteps of faith, these older ones. And just a quick thank you, too, for the sound teaching that we have received through these generations past. So we give thanks for this and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I could probably tell you how I researched using AI, how I'm uniquely qualified to speak to the young people or the old people as I trained AI to predict my life expectancy. And I happened to fall right in the middle of that. It took some training to get there, including adding my 103 and 104 grandparents that passed away when they were that age. Anyway, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to use the words of an old man in Scripture. And that is in Deuteronomy. You can turn there if your eyes are not too dim. If not, just listen. These are the words that Moses wrote down, but of course they're really the word of God. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. I'm going to skip a lot of this covenant, the words of this. I'm going to go to verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And I'm going to skip on just a little bit further. That was Deuteronomy 29, and now I'm in Deuteronomy 30. Verse 14, but the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou, both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So here we have God laying out, I'd like to say, the prescription for natural blessing through this covenant to his people. And you know, many people today, they're still looking for those natural blessings. And to a certain extent, maybe we can follow after many good principles. And if they're righteous, there may be a sustaining of life. There may be better health. Things like that. I encourage you to go see your financial advisor in retirement. It's great that we have a modern healthcare system that can diagnose diseases and treat them. And by all means, go renew that gym membership for one more year. I don't care how old you are. There may be some measure of benefit in these things in the natural sense. I'll try to tell a quick story. I've got a student. He is a doctor. His name, I'll just say, is Dr. Leo because I can't pronounce the rest of it. He's an intervention radiologist. Pretty brilliant guy, actually. And he came in for a flight lesson. And after 5 minutes of talking, he quickly got up and he said, I got to have a cup of coffee. I think he couldn't keep up with me, and that's why he had to have the cup of coffee. But in doing this, he started talking about, or we started talking about, the effects of growing older. And he was bemoaning some of those, and I was bemoaning a few myself. And he said, oh, I can't wait for CRISPR. And AI is going to really help CRISPR, and I'm sure all of you know all about that, but apparently it's some gene editing thing that's going to prolong his life, or at least decrease the effects of old age. And so I think he was really worried he's going to lose his job if this kind of stuff comes through. But anyway, you know, what we didn't talk about was sin. And sin has come into that natural realm of things. And with it, the consequences are corruption. But I want to draw attention to something that Moses brings out here, hopefully quickly. I'll go to that verse 29 of chapter 29. And this is what I'm going to call the real secret to a fulfilling life and something that will live on. So here's the secret. The secret things belong And I'm going to pull out two or three phrases, hopefully not too much out of context, but here it is. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. And then in chapter 30 and verse 20, the middle of the verse, He is thy life and the length of thy days. So what is the secret of having a fulfilled life, especially in our later years? Well, can it be revealed to us? I don't think Moses fully understand what he may have been talking about here. But we have this revealed in God's person, the person of Christ Jesus. And I want to say this, you know, there's quite a few silver-haired people in this room tonight. And it doesn't matter the color of your hair, but first of all, there needs to be the as verse 29 says, a belonging unto the Lord our God. And I trust that when I speak out here to you dear old people, that you belong to God. Is there any better place to be? Is there any better life to have than to belong to God? I don't believe there is. That is a secret. And the next thing is in verse 20, He is thy life. You know, we think about longevity as maybe how long that I can live. How long can I sustain the life on this earth? But if your life is in Him, and He's the Creator that is from everlasting to everlasting, that's longevity. And your life is in Him. And then there's the promise that we have. The promise that they had was to dwell in the land that the Lord sware unto thy fathers, the promised land. And what are we going to inherit through the Lord Jesus Christ? Eternal life. Now, I probably in the last half of my life will never wrap my mind around those principles. So I'm going to stop there and take it a little bit more practical. And again, I'm going to use Moses as an example here. So go on to chapter 31. I'm just going to pick out a couple examples here, and there's more. Verse 1, And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, He will go over before thee, and He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. You know, Moses was the lawgiver. And I don't think he would have wanted to, but he couldn't take that rod and push or prod those stiff-necked young people into the promised land. What did he do here? What can you do as a dear old person? You can point to that. You can say this is the end of the law era and point to Joshua, or in our case, the Joshua we know as Jesus, and point them in that direction. The next one in verse 6, Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I just put a label on this as encouragement. You know, Moses knew those people. He knew probably some of the struggles that they would have as they went into the land. To use a young people's term, he could have said, You guys are cooked when you go into the land. You're going to face Jericho. You're going to face Ai. You're cooked. He didn't say that, did he? He gave them positive encouragement. And based on the experiences that you dear old people have been through. You've been through it all. Have you seen the Lord's mercies in it? Can you say have courage? I'm sure you can. And you do. And I think it's very much appreciated. It was nice to see the silver-haired ones here singing. And you may say, oh, but my voice isn't like it used to be. Let's turn to Moses. He was 120 years old when he sang. Verse 30 of chapter 31. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, and words of my mouth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. I have a parts salesman that comes by, drops off parts. We can order from him, or he'll just drop in and check the list and see if there's any parts. And I think he's been doing this for at least 150 years. And the other day he came in, and I hadn't seen him in quite some time. And I said, well, how you doing, Dave? And Napa Dave, we call him. And he said, well, I'm hanging in there. And then I realized, oh, that's right. He had told me a few months ago that his wife had developed cancer. And in a matter of probably 3 months or so, his wife went from being very healthy to being with the Lord. He's a very faithful Christian, I believe. And I didn't know what to say, but he said to me, he said, you know what has gotten me through this? He said, a certain song. And he took out his book, his notebook that he records what we want to buy, and he wrote on it the title of a song, and he handed it to me, and there are tears coming in his eyes, and I'm pretty sure he would have sung that song to me if I would have asked him to do that, but then I would have cried too, probably. The experiences that you older ones have, again, are so, so valuable, and it puts the heart into these songs that you sing. And dear young people, ask these older ones why these songs mean something to them. They may have a story to tell. And they'll certainly tell you which songs are good ones. I have a question. Did Moses die just because he got old? Anyone in this room born in, let's say, the early 1940s? I got one. Got another one. Did Moses die? I'll ask either of you, and I'll ask you because I believe this event occurred that I'm getting ready to talk about occurred when he was probably 80, early 80s. Do you know why Moses had to die? Yeah, naturally, he did get old. Can either of you tell me? Bob? I'll pick on you because... Verse 51 of chapter 32. Because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. This is the one black mark that Moses had against him, even in his old age. But you know what? We need to look at the next chapter, because he did have an opportunity to sanctify the Lord before the people. But this is my one warning to you, older ones, but I think to this middle-aged, and maybe you young people should really consider this thing too, sanctify the Lord before his people. Moses and this may just be a start of it, but chapter 33, verse 1, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came up from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of his saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. God loved his people, and Moses knew that. Moses knew that very well, and I think Moses loved the people of God as well. The last one I have to say is, talk about his legacy. It's a big term in the retirement community, of course. Who knows who Howard Cleff is? I'm going to have to pick on my local Lawrenceville people again, I think. Let's see. John, you've been to Vincennes, haven't you? Do you know who Howard Cleff is? Okay, very good. There's a highway. I didn't expect you to know this. I should ask Sam or somebody who's also traveled this stretch of highway. And you know what Howard Cleff's legacy is? He was a law enforcer, kind of like a lawgiver. He was a law enforcer. That's about all you can tell me, right? That, and he has a sign, a big green sign along the highway that says Howard Cleff Memorial Highway. And I've read this since I was a young teenager. And never knew who the guy was. That was his legacy. Let's read Moses' legacy real quick. Chapter 34, verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. In all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. You know, when I was half my age, my current age, I thought I was in the prime of life, and in a certain natural sense, maybe I was. But you know, we're all in a prime of life. You older ones have experiences that are so valuable. So, dear older people, remember, you're valuable to the Lord. You're valuable to those of us that are a little younger than you. With that, let's pray. Lord, we commit both the young and the old, and the middle-aged of us too, to your blessing and care. And we do look forward to seeing you face to face. That's our inheritance, and may our legacy just be that we are part of those that shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.